Can I get you to call roll?
Yes. So we have seat A, George, is potentially coming. Dawn, don't see her yet. Janet?
Here.
Janet here. Julie?
Here.
Amy?
Here.
Jeff's not here. And Aldine, I see
you. I'm here.
And Karen is working on getting her way here, too. So.
Well, we do have a quorum. November 1st, regular meeting minutes we need to approve. Did anyone see anything that needed changing?
This is Julie. Can I move to approve the meeting minutes from November?
Yes.
This is Janet. I second.
Okay. Julie moved. Janet seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, so they're approved. Approval of the agenda. Does anybody have anything else to add on? Well, hearing nothing, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as written?
Janet, so moved.
A second, Amy.
All right, it's been proved. Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. It's unanimous. Citizens' comments. I haven't gotten anything from anyone. Has anybody else, or Colt, have you gotten anything from citizens?
I have not.
Okay. Or communications to the commission?
Same. Neither of those.
Events and public relations, I'm moving that down to 10B. Financial updates. We have in our packet, we have the, what do I want to call the checkbook? And that's on the last page. I'm assuming that you guys can see that on your screens.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Karen.
Oh, Karen, good.
I just unmuted her there.
So
one eye doesn't seem on the
Oh, well, I'm glad that you can join us and that you can talk. So
yes, wonderful.
So currently we have a budget.
I have a comment.
Yes, Julie.
I have a question. You can hear me. This is Julie.
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't get the, for some reason, the online packet just had the agenda and the minutes. So I'm going to ask you, do you see a $425 check that went out on the 8th listed there? The 8th of December.
No.
No. Cuts off in November.
Yeah. The last date is 11/9.
Yeah, and I know we had that back and forth with Margarita. She was out of town last week when I prepared this, and so Katie, the controller, I sent her the previous, like the last time we had this report to say this is essentially what Margarita provides for us, and so she ran that. I tell you, I have submitted that now twice.
I just talked to Margarita, and she said that the check went out on the 8th.
Okay.
So the reason I'm mentioning that is
not on
your
here.
Bottom line balance will be $425 short. So
okay. So who did that go to, Amy?
Julie? The Johnston. For some reason, the Johnston markers were never paid for because they were the PO was approved, but it never was processed because apparently they are was not an appropriate invoice. She has to see the invoice. So it did go out and it was paid, but that, you know, that just makes it $425 less than we had prior.
Okay, yeah. So we have a balance of $2,209.45?
We have $2,209.45.
Yes.
Before any other.
Okay.
Bed tax.
Well, at least it's not zero.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Anybody else have any questions or comments about the budget? Or about the checkbook, rather.
I'm just going to say that leaves us a balance of $1,784 after the payment.
How did you come up with that?
I did the math.
We have $2,634.45 as of 11/9.
$1,784.
So did you subtract $425 from the number that I just verbalized a moment ago?
Yes.
I had already done the math to subtract the $425 from the balance of $2,634.45.
So the current balance is $2,209.
Right.
Correct. $45.
Thank you.
And I tell you what, I did send that invoice. I remember it came back to me when they said, "Oh, we can't pay off just the statement." And so this was like in September, right?
It's been around a
within,
long time.
Within a couple of days, we got a copy of the invoice. And I walked that back upstairs, and I think it died there. So we've done the thing twice now.
Well, thanks for the update, though. Unfinished business. Julie, do you have anything more about the sample sign layout, if you've had anything happen? I mean, it's been Christmas, so.
We're just waiting to take a new picture. With the white crosses in place. We didn't get a good graphic of that. So once we get that next one, then we'll bring in a fresh round of graphics. Does that sound good?
That sounds fine. Anybody else have a comment about that or question? The Coring Monument orders, as far as I know, we went through a second round. Is that right, Janet? It was the second round?
Yeah, and everything was correct on all the pages. So I sent that back to Julie.
There is a
little bit of a delay because we're working with a new person.
Not again.
I'm sorry, what?
Not again.
No, it's fine. We've had Stephanie the whole time we've had this relationship since I've been on board, but she's retiring. But what happened was they went through Janet and they went through and put a couple of periods or commas and sent it back to me to ask for consistency throughout the entire order. And so we were working on that. And then the problem is when they send me a proof, they usually send me a link. And so this woman has been asking me to check it and approve it again. And if I go through the old link, it just shows that we've already approved everything. And so I wrote her back and said, "Hey, you're going to have to refresh the link for me because everything's approved on my end." So that was the only thing that we did after we made the final approval with Janet. Was that we just added for consistency amongst the order, some commas and periods.
Well, that makes sense. Okay.
But, you know, we're in good shape. It's going through, and she'll probably have it to me by the end of the week, I'm sure.
And my question is, we have put forth money for these. Is that correct or not?
Correct. They're all paid for, except... I'm pretty sure, these ones are already paid.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's what all I'm asking is I'm pretty certain they are, but I'm looking at the budget and thinking, I'm not quite sure where to even find it.
That would have been in the capital.
Oh, that was in the capital budget. Well,
that would have been in the capital account, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't have anything else about the querying order. Does anybody else? Moving on, request to the city council for supplemental funds for additional markers. I guess we got, Julie, do you want to tell us what we got for the bed tax, please? Because you did an awesome job. Thank you.
I was wondering, Colt, if you have that information.
I can find it pretty quickly. It's well, on a...
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
And I was going to look it up, and I didn't. But I could do the same thing.
Now, give me a moment. I can get it on the city website because it's part of a resolution for this coming council.
Yeah, they just reported it. It has not gone through the city council yet, but it usually doesn't get stopped there unless there's something very unusual.
It was very interesting if those of you who get the NewsMiner read it. One bid got a zero in the voting, and several were denied because they didn't do it correctly. And that's why I said thank you to Julie, because we got to count on her to do this correctly. She knows what she's doing.
You can't take for granted that you know that there's people who are very deserving, but they have to be very consistent over the years with that.
Yeah.
And so there's some folks.
I can't read through the blue. 12,
so I see 12,454.
Okay. Based on 300, that means that we could do 40 markers. And that's assuming that, you know, there's no price increase or anything else. At least. I guess my question is twofold. We could ask for 10,000. I have no idea if we would get it, but when you look at 3, 6, 9, 12, what I'm getting at is every $300 is a marker, is what we're saying. And so my question would be, well, do we want to ask for, what do we want to ask for if that's what we figure it costs us by the time we do the pea gravel, we do the any broken equipment, the glue, the markers, all that? Or do we just want to say to ask?
So, Jeff Jacobson had said 10,000, and I think we should stick with that number. That would be my suggestion.
Anybody else?
To ask for an additional from the city council. How do we say that, Colt? The capital.
Supplemental funds. And I don't know where those supplemental funds come from.
I think that's you. Yep, go ahead.
It comes from a variety of sources. Usually it is could be a rollover from the 2023 unexpended funds that they will reallocate in the 2024 budget. I do know that Margarita, the CFO for the city, is planning on a budget amendment starting in February, and we could, prior to that, talk with the mayor to see if you'd be willing to support putting that in that budget amendment, the $10,000 capital request for additional markers at Clay Street Cemetery.
My response to the letters that I sent to the council was that I had someone who said that they would be willing to talk as soon as we found out what we got from the bed tax. And one of the reasons that we got as much as we did from the bed tax is because there were people that didn't get it. There was a lot of money left that would not normally have come to us. So
that council person, you could ask to, when that budget amendment comes before them, to put that a motion to amend the capital budget to include that and see if there's support for it.
I'd be willing to take care of that this week, to talk to people and see. Because I need to see the mayor and too, so I can ask.
So did anyone try to attend the last budget meeting in 2023 to add that into the 2024 budget?
the response was a negative.
Oh. During the meeting?
Not during the meeting, but from the responses that I got.
It was discussed in the meeting. I just remember from transcribing the minutes that it was mentioned that they would wait to see how things shake, because I don't think they had quite shaked out at that time what the allocations were going to be for the grant awards.
Right.
I probably have some 2 cents to provide later.
Okay. Julie, did you want to say something? Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and, if it's okay with everybody, and just see where I can get with it. And we'll go ahead, Julie, with your recommendation of 10,000. I would like us to look, if you have a phone or a calendar that you could look at, I would like us to look at the possibility of setting tentatively a date for when we would do cleanup in May, because Memorial Day is the 27th, and I am very concerned that the 18th is the day that I would suggest, which is a Saturday, but last year or 2 years ago on the 8th of May, we had 8 inches of snow. And so I'm just a little concerned. I mean, we could tentatively set it that we would like to do it on the 18th of May. Because I don't think the 25th is an option, because that's Memorial Day weekend. It's just not.
I think that's a safe date.
All right.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Go ahead.
I said, yeah, me too.
All right. So I would like it at least to have, Colt, that it go on the calendar that this is when Clay Street Cemetery Commission is going to do its cleanup, and we can all, somehow or other, I think you can put something about volunteers are very welcome.
Yeah, we will obviously talk about it between now and then, but we can publicly post that and put out the invitation.
I mean, I already have stuff on my calendar through July, so.
Okay.
And Aldine, but depending on how the weather goes, if we do have an early melt, I could be directing public works staff to go out there and start doing preliminary cleaning up of the branches, litter, and stuff like that as much as possible prior to the 18th. But again, weather's unpredictable, but it doesn't. I'm hoping that we would be able to do work before the 18th, so it doesn't all have to happen on that one day.
Okay.
I believe we found out prior to the Halloween City Hall event that I didn't have access on our Facebook page to create events, but I believe that got changed, so I can.
Okay.
I think I'm the one that created the event that people responded to.
Because somehow or other, I don't know who it was put it on Facebook. Was it you, Amy, or Janet, or Julie, somebody? But we did get volunteers.
Well, we can always do a post, but actually creating an event that pops up in people's feeds, it's kind of it's a better way to expand your reach. I can do that.
You could also, I think that program is still active, is the Just Serve website, where you could name an event and ask for volunteers needed on a certain day to do certain work.
Yeah.
I think, Julie, you've used that group, Just Serve, to help out with different events. And it pulls through, community members through that service organization. Hey, here's an opportunity to help anybody sign up, get focused on doing that on that time.
Okay.
Correct. And I will do that. I will put the event on justserve.org. I think we should stick with the May 18th. I think that's a good date. I'm happy to do a Facebook post from festival, but,
Yeah.
And get it on the radio station. I can do the PSAs too.
Well, I can create the event and then we can all share the same thing. That way,
yeah.
It kind of helps. If it gets closer and like Facebook's selling that, like 200 people have, clicked on it saying they're interested in planning, that it's good to know.
I mean, even if we got 10 people to help, it just makes such a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. So, okay.
What would the time for that again?
Well, basically, we start at, it's 9 to noon, basically, is what we try
nine,
to do.
9 to noon, okay.
I mean, that lets people, if they got stuff after noon that they can do or whatever.
So you're doing it 8 to noon?
Or? Nine in the morning noon. Until noon is normally what we put for the time. It doesn't mean the rest of us don't end up staying, but that at least gives, I mean, 3 hours of volunteering, that's a big deal to me. So anybody else have anything for open agenda? Ladies? Karen, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Our next meeting is the 7th of February. Anybody else have anything to say? Otherwise, I'm going to adjourn.
I apologize for being late. I don't know if there's anything from Public Works that you need help with or clarification.
Not that I know of.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Absolutely.